Hello.
Hey, Jose?
Yeah?
Hey, Jose, it's John with Local Splash. Hi, I know I was calling you a little bit early. Yvonne asked me to circle back with you guys today at noon.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you haven't get home.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was thinking of trying to head out to lunch now, and then I don't think I would be back until like 12:30, but I was also considering...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I was also considering heading out for the day, too. So that's kind of why I was like, oh, maybe I could get this set up and schedule a client interview a little earlier on. And then, did you guys decide on a name?
Yeah, she was looking for a name already.
Oh, but you haven't picked yet?
No, we already got one.
Okay, perfect. What's the name that you guys are going to move forward with?
I think she didn't find anything with Jose and Brothers Construction.
Okay. So is it going to be Jose Brothers or like...
Jose and Brothers Construction.
Okay, I got you. Like an asterisk sign. Jose and Brothers Construction. Okay. And then did you want to have it as... Are you guys listed as an LLC yet? Or have you gotten your LLC yet?
No. What is that?
An LLC is a limited liability company. It helps you with, like, tax paperwork, so that way you guys can write stuff off and just makes it a lot easier. Let's say you pulled up to a job and somebody was supposed to have you guys do some work there, but they already had some things that were broken, and then they tried to, like, blame it on you guys, like you broke it while you were on the job, and it just means, like, they can only hold you liable for certain things, you know, once they hire you.
So it's like an insurance.
Kind of. An LLC, but it also helps you with, like, tax stuff, too. It kind of separates your personal stuff from the business, you know? So if something bad happens, it's on the business goes down, you don't go down.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean? So it separates your personal stuff from your business stuff.
So we have to get that one, too, or we can...
I mean, I would recommend it. You don't have to get it, but I would always recommend it, especially if, you know, you plan on writing stuff off later. The way businesses are, it's a little bit different. Like, when you're a consumer and you work for somebody, they tax you before they pay you, so they just take it right out of your check and give it to you. When you own a business, you get paid, and then you're able to spend that money on all these business expenses and stuff that you need, and then they tax, like, what's left after that. So you get taxed a lot less as a business owner that has an LLC than if you're just doing it independently, you know?
Oh, okay. That's the kind of the advice that I want to get, like, from you guys, because, like I say, I'm new on this. So I'm barely starting my own thing. Like, I'm going to say I have, like, I had, like, so much experience because I've been working for a company, but I'm getting tired of working for a company because sometimes, I mean, you don't make the money that you have to make because
no,
of the
I know how it is. They pay you, like, hourly and stuff, or they pay you per job. I know how it goes. You know, it's always tough. You're talking to a guy that when I was young, I used to go stand outside of Home Depot to get work to pay for my phone bills and stuff when I was in college.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
So I want to know, that's why, like you see, I mean, I speak English, but not like that well. So I want to, that's why sometimes I want you to explain something like to Yvonne so that way she can handle it.
Yeah.
And like that you just tell me, one of my friends, he already got his license and he said that I need to get that too. But I want you to explain me a little bit more about it too. So that way
you
can...
It helps.
Yeah.
It's just, the paperwork's just the stuff that keeps you safe. You know, a lot of these guys are operating under an LLC, so, like, they don't have a lot of responsibility. If something happens, people are going to sue your company, not you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then worst case scenario, you know, you can always, like, literally get rid of the company and it removes your liability from any of those issues. You know what I mean? Rather than it actually coming at you personally and try and affect your credit and other things. So
that sounds good, but let me tell you something. Today was a good day to make what we have to do, because one of the reasons is because he almost is out, like, every day, and today it was going to be a her short day. That's why I was thinking to do it today, too.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm going to go head out to lunch. I usually take about an hour lunch, and then I'll call you guys when I get back. Hopefully she's there around that time, like around 12:30.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. Angelis keep me busy all the time. I got a phone call from Angelis and everything, but I wanna try something new
that I
spend less money.
If you could do anything with that, Jose, then you're gonna love this, because all they're doing is doing this and reselling you the leads that they're getting from it. And they're charging you way more than it costs to actually get the leads if you're up there by yourself, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. If you weren't seeing me, that it's going to be better with you guys. I'm going to just stick with you, and then I'm going to just cut off Angelis. I'm not going to work with them anymore, because what I'm looking at to make money,
well,
not to be making money.
You can supplement it. I mean, honestly, if I get you started today, I mean, this is more so setting you up so everything's ready to go for the new year. But if you're trying to, like, book some stuff between now and the new year, then you might want to leave it on until then.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm thinking is, like, not to keep, not to cut it off, like, right away, because I want to see how it works with you guys.
Yeah, we got to verify your listing. Like, there's a postcard they're going to send you in the mail. That's why I wanted to get started on it right away. If we would have started it up on Monday, you know, I know that pin would either be there this Friday or by the 26th, the day after Christmas. And then we could talk about already having you listed, but, you know, the sooner we get it going, the better.
Yeah, because do you know how hard it was for me, like, to get into Angelis, because they were calling me. So I was like, I have to start with something, because there's, like, too many people. They're just trying to screw you up with, like too many scams, so it's hard to believe on people right now.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but you're in good hands. We're a legitimate company. I've been here 10 years myself, and we've been around since 2004. I also have bilingual reps for you, so I'll still be here to help you and Yvonne moving forward, but I'm also going to get one of my buddies involved that's bilingual, because I speak a little bit of Spanish. Like, my wife's from El Salvador, but I don't feel comfortable enough, you know what I mean? And I don't want him to, and I don't want you to have anything get lost in the translation, okay? I want to make sure
it's fine. Like I say, I mean, if you can speak to us, it's fine. I mean, I understand mostly like 90%, 95%.
Yeah, you talk good. My wife has a thicker accent than you.
and then like you see, my wife, she speaks like really good English, so it's not a problem. I mean, we can,
she's super clear.
So we can talk. There's not a problem. I mean, we don't need nobody else. If you want to, that would be fine, because I wanna understand.
Well,
like,
so what happens is, like, we do a lot of things for your company, right? And then so I'll set up your account and get it created. But we have, like, a specialist that'll be helping you guys with, like, your Facebook ads, and another specialist that's doing your client interview, and another one for the website. But what I want to do is make sure that each one of those guys is bilingual. So that way we get you exactly what you want. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So
we're down here in Orange County, so all my buddies are, you know, most of the guys we have here are bilingual anyway. I think I'm like the only one, me and the owner.
so you're the only Miklo in the company.
Yeah, the gringo.
Okay, so just give me a call later, and then when she gets home, so that way, like I said, it's not about the money. It's just like, because I feel more comfortable, like, if I don't understand something, she just explained it to me. But like I say, I speak, like, a little bit of English, but I understand more.
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So I'll circle back with you guys in about an hour, and then we'll just get everything set up, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.